Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Cawson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I still don't think it's the intro is really...
I fixed it.
It really still doesn't sound fixed.
There's an extra like riff in there that just doesn't seem right.
Did I play the wrong one?
I don't know. It's just still just isn't... I don't know. I feel like maybe... Oh, you know what would be really cool is if we had a contest and someone could send in...
Ooh.
How cool would that be?
A new jingle?
Like a new jingle for us.
Wow.
I kind of like that.
I mean,
we have
okay.
to have both of our names and say an iHeartRadio podcast and like a cool some guitar solo part for Mike.
And then Tori could just redo the voicing, right?
What do you mean redo the voicing?
Because she does the voice on this, doesn't she?
That's my wife, Allison, actually.
Oh, that's
Allison?
Oh, then Allison can, she can.
Yeah, Easton's wife does
that. We can still record her voice for that, whatever the person sends in.
I mean, yeah.
Unless the person sends in, it sounds great.
Yeah. It's like the audition tape for the middle. Because you know how many people went out for that song.
Right.
Hundreds. Hundreds. I was a little offended I didn't get asked, but it's fine. Just totally kidding.
Yeah, me too.
So I am very intrigued by our guest today. We have, I don't want to pronounce her name wrong, but it's Soon-hee. Mm-hmm. Soon-hee and Angelica. There's a new show on TLC called Smothered. Basically, Soon-hee is obsessed with her daughter, Angelica, and she doesn't think any man is good enough for her. Angelica and Soon-hee actually sleep in the same bed and share the same bath water.
Interesting.
I'm not judging at all. I'm just very curious to understand kind of their thought process with that lifestyle and how it's working for them. And, you know, does Angelica, I think she has a boyfriend. So
is Angelica the daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what, you know, Soon-hee, the mom, what her like backstory is on what kind of caused her to create this kind of environment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, was she raised that way?
How would you feel if, like, I was doing that with Jolie and I'm older in my 50s and Jolie was in her, or
no,
40s?
I wouldn't let you.
But why does it have to be like a let you thing?
I wouldn't allow, because...
I'm not saying I would do that, but right. Yeah.
Because it's...
Because you kind of sounded like, I will not allow you to do that.
Well, just like if I did something that you didn't agree with, you'd be like, no, you're not doing that.
No, I totally get what you're saying. I just, it's something where, I guess I don't understand it, but I don't want to judge it because if that works for them. But at the same time, you know, for me, I want to raise a very independent girl and son. So I feel like I would be holding my daughter back if I was doing things like that.
Right. For sure. And I'm not saying I wouldn't let you from a dominant male point of view. I'm saying when it comes to parenting, that's obviously one of the things that when you have a coupleship with somebody and decide to have kids, that you guys have to talk about. And when you guys disagree on something as extreme as maybe something like that, how you raise your children, the other person, if they're against it, they're not gonna be like, well, I can kind of understand. They're like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
The mother-daughter relationship, though, is interesting because I know, like, for my mom, when she moved out to LA with me, it's one of those things where you have to be careful of the boundary of friendship and being a parent, too, and reversing the roles. And I think that's, you know, can be very tricky because sometimes if you're reversing the role and the daughter feels more like the parent and the parent's more like the child, it's really kind of psychologically sets you not back, but it just... It's a harder dynamic to follow when you're switching roles with the parent. And I don't feel like those roles should go that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there is times when, yes, does a parent... At times, a parent may need that support from their older child. I do get that. If we're in a having a hard time or if they're going through a divorce or something, I still think you should... So I'm not saying you have to button it up always, but... To have that role reversal, I think, could be really tough.
Well, I think...
And you have a lot of responsibility to that you're putting on yourself. Like, I have to take care of my mom.
Right, which I think is a natural thing later on in life where, you know, like, our parents, our grandparents are getting to the age where they need to be taken care of. And it's our parents that are starting to take care of them. So it's one of those things where it's like, it comes full... You know, it's a cycle. It comes full circle at the end where, you know... the child becomes the parent at the end and taking care of the grandparent. So
sidebar, would you let your parents live with you when they get older?
It depends. It would really depend.
Or would you put them in a home?
Oh man. It would really depend. It would depend on where we're at. It would depend on what, you know, what age the kids are at. It would depend on the financial, you know, finances around it, because those homes are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, not saying that we'd have to pay for it, but still, it's expensive. I don't know.
Well, I remember you saying that you don't want another kid, because you're like, hey, I want like the house to ourselves. Well, then our kids are gone, but then we're basically bringing in a younger, you know,
our parents aren't going to have to move in when the kids are, you know,
who knows if they get sick or when they get old, if we're having to have them move in with us.
My thing is just knowing me though, because anytime that, you know, my parents, we've both through my life, I've had both sets of grandparents live with us at some point.
See, I like my space too much. I'm not trying to be like,
no, I do too, but I'm saying it's, because that's what I've witnessed. I've witnessed my grandparents, us living back in my grandparents' house through transitional times. I've experienced where we've had my grandmother live with us, where my grandfather has lived with us. And now my grandfather lives permanently with my parents. And so it's one of those things. I'm exposed to that. That's the norm for me.
Right.
So for me, my first initial instinct would be like, hey, yeah, you guys are sick or you guys need help. Yeah, come live with us.
I mean, of course, I wouldn't say no, you know, go down the road to Sunset, you know, right, retirement home. But I mean, it's like, I lived with my mom right after when I moved to LA. Like, she lived with me for a couple years. I mean, shoot, we all lived together. Us three lived together. So I feel like,
and apparently I kicked Nora out.
Yeah, because she didn't like you. But all is well now. But you know, it's just one of those things where again, if she was sick, and of course I would, but my first instinct is I would rather not, just because I do like to be able to have our own space. And I get so nitpicky with pushing the chairs in, and if they're not pushing chairs in or putting the dishes away, like even when our like family comes to visit, it's those things that when someone's in your space, it becomes frustrating.
We have less tolerance if it's one of us that leaves something somewhere. Like even us, like we'll have more tolerance with each other. It's like, okay, they know I don't like when you leave dishes in the sink, but okay. Like we give each other a pass if it's something, right? Every now and then.
Yeah. Mark, would you let your in-laws or parents live with you?
We've discussed this a bit because my wife's parents already, they're not terribly old, but he has trouble seeing and she has trouble hearing. So I do think that at some point we'll be faced with that decision. And I think we would. I think we have an obligation, maybe isn't the right word, but I do feel like there was an obligation to support those that supported us for all those years. And I agree with Mike, there's a lot of different factors involved, but I'd rather do that than put them in a home.
Yeah. But I mean, the homes are kind of great now.
I think it depends on the parents' personality too, because I'm sure there are parents out there that wouldn't want to live with their kids. And
that's true.
Because the burden would be they'd feel too much guilt, or they like their own space too. It's like, nah, I'm going to go stay in a home and so I can have my own freedom.
I mean, mine's a total double standard, because the second, you know, if you die before me and then I'm left, like I'm moving into Jace's house. I don't care what the wife says. Like I am moving in. Jolie, I don't want to live with her, but Jace, like I'm moving in with your wife. So I'm going to play you this when Jace, you know, Mary is the love of his life, but I will be living with you and you have no choice. Thank you.
Oh, Mike.
I also like the dynamic there when Mike said, I wouldn't let you, and you were like, excuse me? Now, that's a very common thing, I think, in marriages, where the dad can be like, hey, I'm going to go do this with the kids. And the wife says, oh, no, you're not.
Right.
But if he switched it around,
yeah,
the wife's
yeah,
like, how dare you tell me how to raise my children?
I'm a grown woman. You cannot tell me. The man will not tell me what I can or cannot do.
Equality, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Then you guys say, no, you're not doing that. Okay.
That is not true.
Okay. You got it, honey.
The problem is it's just there's two different things. So what I'm doing would be taking the kids to this above all trampoline park. And Mike's like, hey, let's go race four-wheelers with the kids. And I'm like, they're three. So there's
do you have a housewarming present? Is there a four wheeler out in the garage I don't know about? Because I mean, I love this hypothetical to turn into reality.
But like, that's like what the guy would like, something crazy like that, where it's like
something,
for example,
active and fun.
For example, my No, a four-wheeler for a three-year-old? So, for example, my...
I'm sorry that you want to take the kids to Color Me Mine. And I want to go do fun things.
Oh my gosh, Above All Extreme Sports is so great.
Okay.
Big trampoline park. No, but I mean, you're like, let's go bungee jumping, you know, off of a cliff.
And life, I'd be
like,
experiences. She's let them experience three. Life.
So, but my dad, for example, he took my brother when he was, I think, 9 years old, because I remember him coming back, and it was the most dangerous hill you could possibly even imagine. And they went bike riding down it. And my brother falls off his bike and completely destroys his face. I mean, he comes back bleeding and just like blood everywhere. Just like his skin basically is ripped off his face. And my mom's like, where did you take him? And Martin's like, well, Snell Road. And my mom was just like, you're an idiot. Like, why would you do that? But I'm like, that's where I think it's the guy perspective versus like the girl or the wife was like, what's safe and what's not safe. But
I think
my brother had so much fun.
Right. I think that's an over-exaggeration, but yes.
But that is the worst when she says, you know, maybe not. That's really dangerous. You do it anyway, and they get hurt. Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, there
you go. I told you so when you get thrust into that situation. Yeah. Ugh.
The worst. All right, guys. I really want to talk to our guests, so let's take a quick break, and then we'll get them on the air.
Let's do it.
Okay, so now that I'm not pregnant anymore, I need Lola more than ever. So Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Look, women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. So unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. So no BS mystery fibers or doubts about what's going in your body. That's the greatest thing. We're always so worried about, you know, what we're eating and what we're putting on our countertops. We should be worried about what's going in our body. So like I said, Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. So Lola is a subscription that is so great because it's super flexible. You can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Again, they're really, really great. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. Again, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Jana.
So excited. We have
Sunhee.
We have Sunhee, yes. And Angelica from Smothered. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So I kind of just want the backstory from you guys first, because I've read a few things, but I want to hear it from you guys, and I want our listeners too, to kind of understand. Can we start with Sunhee?
About the relationship?
Well, about just kind of your upbringing and then your relationship with your daughter.
My relationship with Angelica has been more than just a mother-daughter relationship. It's been more of a companionship. Mm-hmm. And she's been the sunshine in my life.
That's awesome.
So we have healthy boundaries and a very respectful, loving relationship.
She didn't have a good relationship with her mother. And so she's just built our relationship throughout the years. And ever since I was young, I just could always remember my mom was always there.
That's awesome. And so for Sunhee, is that something where just because you didn't have that relationship that maybe you always wanted, where you're just overcompensating? It's just like, I'm going to give Angelica everything I got.
Yes, that is perfectly said.
So what makes you feel then you're, why do people say that you smother then if you have healthy boundaries?
Because they only are going by what they see. They don't know really the whole detail of.
So what do they see?
They see that I smother her. They see.
So how, in which ways do people see that?
I think in ways of controlling the relationships that she has, but it's really not that I'm controlling. It's more like I'm looking out for her. I'm being protective. Right. And what mother wouldn't in the situation that she's in?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
how old are you, Angelica?
I'm 31. Oh, no. I just turned 32.
That's right.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
And
oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Is it true that you have a boyfriend, but you won't let the boyfriend move in, or you want to move out? What is it? You want to move in or out? Or
so I do have a boyfriend, and we've been together for about 2 years. Okay. He has asked me to move in, but I do want to bring my mother along as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That'd be perfect for us.
You know, because you want her living at the house.
I do.
Because you want her to, or because she wants to?
I want her to live there. Okay. I mean, our perfect living situation would be my boyfriend and myself and her fiance and my mom.
Just so, all in one household.
For sure. And how does the boyfriend feel about this right now?
I mean, I think he's fine. He has to be.
He doesn't have a choice, so.
I mean, I'm not forcing him to do anything, so.
And if he didn't understand our relationship, we wouldn't.
I wouldn't be with him.
Exactly. She right. wouldn't be with him.
So so you're saying, like, if you guys, you've already been together for 2 whole years, so he obviously understands y'all's relationship to an extent, at least for right now, right?
Yes, he does. I mean, he was brought up by a single mother, and his mother is also Asian. They have, my mom and her actually have a lot of similarities, mm-hmm. and so he gets our relationship. He's not as close with his mom like I am,
right.
but he understands the dynamic because he was brought up the same way, which is interesting.
I guess I'm having a hard time seeing what the problem is. Why, you know, I guess I'm just having a hard time understanding what the issue is.
Like, why you're smothered? Like, the shit? Like,
yeah,
why
it's like, it's not like Angelica has a problem with any of it. So I don't see why there's a...
Where, like, what things commercially have been emphasized on the show to make it taboo or or whatever people think of it, or just different? Like, what things do you guys do that they kind of highlight?
There was, in our sneak peek, there was a scene where Jason was giving me a ring, mm-hmm. and my mom doesn't approve, so she asked me to give it back.
Did you approve of the ring?
I thought it was very nice, very lovely ring. It is. It's a very nice
ring. She did approve the ring.
And what's your, Sunny, what's your, is it just you want your daughter, like you love her so much, you want her to have the best that she deserves? Or is it like, is it something else kind of other than that, which caused you to not approve of the ring?
There's a whole realm of him not having his divorce finalized and his girlfriend's. Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Now you're giving us dirt.
You know, he still has his ex-girlfriend's belongings in his home. And how is he able to honorably ask my daughter to move in with him when he still hasn't done these things as promised?
That makes complete
sense.
That's
a valid, and again, but that's not being smothering. Like, that's a valid mom point. I would say the exact same thing.
It's very rational.
Thank
it's very
you.
Rational.
Very understanding.
Yes.
So that's where I don't get the smothering part of it.
You guys, what we read something about, do you guys sleep in the same bed, or you used to, you help each other get dressed? Like, is there...
We do sleep in the same bed. We have our own separate bedrooms, but we do sleep in the same bed sometimes. I watch my mom put on her makeup. I help her get dressed. I help her do her hair. I'm just her little helper.
Does she help you do the same?
If I ask her, but I don't really need the help.
Okay.
And you have no issues or no problems with that. Like, that's just, you guys have this amazing relationship.
We do, and I respect my mother so much, and I will do anything for her. So if she needs my help, I mean,
I don't.
She
I don't
taught
even
me
have to ask for anything. She just automatically does it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
I mean, I think people can easily judge, which isn't fair, because at the end of the day, if it works for you guys, great.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
To me, sometimes I would hear it, I'd be like, all right, well, what about independence and wanting, you know, your child to live on your own? At the same time, I loved living with my mom. He was the one that didn't want my mom living with us.
I didn't kick your mom out, essentially.
No, but I mean, essentially you did. And it's okay, because I'm like, all right, I guess you're right. But I mean, I would have lived with my mom the entire time. because I enjoyed having her around. She's my best friend and I loved her. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so amazing. So
that's where like I understand that. And I think people, you know, have a hard time with it because they place their own judgments on it. But it just might not be right for other people, and that's okay.
Yes. And it seems as though the ones who don't have a close relationship with their parents, they have an issue with our relationship. I don't know what that is, or they put some sort of negative connotation. And how can you, when we clearly both love each other and respect each other, how do you do something like that to someone's relationship? I just don't understand.
Right. It is interesting. And for me, from my perspective, it would just be people's discomfort. Because the relationship that y'all have is something that they never experienced. So, like, even for me, I'm very close with both my parents, and we have a fantastic relationship.
But you wouldn't take a bath with them.
But I wouldn't, you know, sleep in the same, you know. I mean, there's still certain things that would be a boundary for me, but that's just me, because certain things would make me uncomfortable, you know. What is it, do you guys have anything that you do individually or for yourselves that doesn't include the other?
We basically do everything together.
I don't know.
We get stumped every time we get asked that question, because practically in our everyday life, from morning till we go to sleep, we are very much involved in each other's life.
Do you guys work together?
No, I was just about to say that. Okay. That's the only time we're apart. We work at different places.
Okay.
But I mean, essentially now you're on this TV show, so you're kind of becoming this, how do I say, like, you're reality, going to be reality stars in this new world. So you're technically working together now too.
I think that's awesome.
It's amazing.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the reason I love like our situation, because I work with my husband. A lot of people maybe don't want to work with their husband or their spouse or partner. And that's, again, it's whatever works for you. And I think that's great that it works for you. And, you know, now I'm going to try to get my mom to live in with us now. even though I just said when she's old, I'd put her in a house, but.
Put her in a home.
No. See, that's what my daughter, she always says, no matter where I go, no matter how old I get, you will always be with me.
Yeah, I will carry my mom.
So what happens when that day does come, though, when she's not around? Like, will you be able to, because, you know, we can't taxidermy her, you know, like, what is like, but like, how will you be able to, because you've depended on her so much with that relationship?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think about that. I know it'd probably be the worst time of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, obviously losing a parent, I can't even imagine. But to have like the closeness that you guys have that every single day, because I don't see my mom every day. I wish I could. But I you know, she lives in a different state. And so I can't imagine how you would feel if that, you know.
On Smothered on TLC in the show, give our listeners a little bit of kind of hindsight on what you guys do. Is it them just kind of following your all's everyday life, or do you guys kind of have a mission behind it of showing people, hey, this isn't a different,
it's
or
not
weird,
a rehearsal,
right?
It's not a
this
rehearsal.
This is our life, and it's we're comfortable with it. Like, are you guys trying to just just be like, hey, we're okay, and this isn't some weird thing that people have to.
Well,
judge.
I think the misunderstanding of people is that they feel that I don't give Angelica her space or the respect of that she has her own life outside of our relationship, but she does. And she is given that. But in everyday life, what you see on camera is what and who we are.
Right, right. And I think,
which is love.
And I think people, you know, just because my mom and I are close, they expect that, oh, she's just the cool mom. She never was a disciplinarian, or she never, you know, taught me how to be responsible in my life. She was very much everything to me. My mother, my father, my disciplinarian, my best friend. She was everything. And I think people think that just because we're close, she wasn't a strong mother or a good mother. And I want people to know that she is.
See, I love that. I, yeah. I, I just, again, I just think it comes down to, this is what works for you guys. And I, again, I, because of how close I am with my mom, I love it and I get it. It's just, I just don't, I hate that people are going to cast their judgment on you because it might just not be how they live their life, or they may have insecurities because they want that with their parent or something close to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think
I always wanted a very close relationship with Angelica, because as a child, I was not brought up with love and attention and affection. Right. So when I found out that I was going to have a child and I knew it was a girl, that was just an amazing day ever, because I knew at that very point that she was going to be my everything. And I wanted to give her a different life than what I was brought up with. So I...
And you did that.
I did that. And that's by healthy boundaries,
right,
giving love, and giving some guidance. Those are the things that I did not have.
And Sunhee, I want to affirm... Jana and I both want to affirm you, because the fact that you were able to break the cycle in your family... Because so many times you see people who just fall into that same cycle of whatever it is, the bad behaviors or bad trends that happen in their family of origins. But you made the decision to change that. And you did that with Angelica. So we definitely affirm you for that, and being strong enough to raise, you know, a strong and seems to be independent woman still. You know,
it's interesting because some people would look at this show and think to themselves, oh, look at these crazy freaks. And then like Jana's looking at the show. Well, I think that's kind of the idea of reality television. I'm sorry.
That is
that's
true. Okay.
Crazy.
That is true.
But then the other side of it is like Jana's looking at it like, this looks ideal to me. I wish I it sounds almost like you hope that Jolie someday and you have this level of closeness.
Yeah, she wants it with Jace, not Jolie. Yeah.
No, I mean
Jace, okay.
I mean still with Jolie too, because I love again the relationship with my mom. So yes, I mean both of them, but I mean, again, and it's something that like Angelica's on board with too. And that's the same thing. It's not a forced relationship. You guys aren't forcing anything. Mm-hmm. It is love. It is beautiful. You guys are together. It's what you both want. And again, that's okay. Just like I know I had a hard time with some guests we had that on the polygamy. And at first I was kind of judging it. But when I left that episode, I'm like, it's so wrong of me to cast any judgment when that's the way that they want to live their life. And that's what they want to do. Okay. You know, so I hope people can see this side too with that.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, even when Jana and I were kind of reading the breakdown on y'all coming into today, you know, we didn't judge, but we made the assumption that Sunhee, that you're probably just an overbearing, controlling, that, you know, Angelica just had to do whatever you said kind of deal. But clearly that's not the case. And so, you know, for us to even assume that, you know, is, I think, a positive thing, that when people tune into the show, they're able to see what you guys have, what we're able to witness right now. And then it's just mutual affectionate love and respect, which is truly amazing.
Thank you.
I'm going to watch. I'm like so excited now to watch on Sundays. It's 10:09 Central, because I'm going to call my mom and I'll say, Mom, can this please be us again? I miss you living with me. And then the next day she's going to knock on the door.
Yeah. No, yeah. She would come down. That's the thing. She'd say, okay, I'm coming.
Oh. Is there anything that you want our listeners to take away from our conversation? Anything you want to say that you want them to know about?
I think my mom and I just hope that people can watch our show and, you know, maybe encourage them to have a close bond with any relationship. It doesn't just have to be mother and daughter, but that having a close-knit relationship with someone you love is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It is.
And they don't have to dissect it into something negative because it's so beautiful.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, cannot thank you guys enough for coming on the show. Wish we were there to like give hugs and everything, but we super appreciate it. And we hope everyone watches Smothered on TLC 10:09 Central on Sundays. You guys are the best. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you
so
much.
You know, it's so funny what you said to them too about being like reading what we read about them, but then realizing, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the way that we would go about things, but it's still, I still loved it and understood it.
Yeah. Even just hearing it straight from them, maybe like, oh, wait, it's not really that weird. They're just really, really close.
Yeah. And you really love your mom, and you're really, but I think what really, when she started to get upset, Angelica,
Yeah.
That is where my fear comes in for her. Like, what's going to happen? Like, I feel like she needs to, like, to your point, maybe go do something outside of their relationship so that she can start strengthening a different bond besides her mom.
Yeah.
Because if not, she's going to crumble when that day comes.
My thing is when that day comes, is her relationship with her, whatever husband, whatever person she's with, you know, is that relationship going to be strong enough where it can withstand that tragic of a loss? Where it's like, okay, now she just has her husband. Is that going to be enough for her? Do they have a strong enough relationship?
Yeah.
Because her mom's going to live with her wherever she goes, like you said. So it's like, what is that? Is her marriage then going to crumble because she doesn't have her mom? And maybe not because of her, but maybe the husband's like, I can't take this because you're not even present with me.
Mark, what was your thought on it?
It made me think that in this generation and the generations that are coming with the helicopter parenting and the snowplow parenting and all that stuff, I think this is going to be much more common because they develop this closeness. When you have your kids and you won't let them out in the world and you shield them from all danger, maybe that won't change as they get to be 10, 15, 20 years old. You'll keep that closeness and they'll keep that inability to kind of have independence from their parents. And this is going to be a lot more of this. My wife and my daughter, my oldest daughter, have a very tight relationship. And I've occasionally said, you know, maybe we need to teach you to be a little more independent. And my wife's like, nah, I think it's fine.
So you're like, no.
Because she likes that. She likes that bond that they have.
Right.
It's interesting.
It is interesting. I think, but I will say, at least just talking to them today, it killed a little bit of my judgment on the helicopter lawnmower parent, just because it seems like she has still established boundaries enough to be a disciplinarian and to be that way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's being just whatever you want, kind of, oh, here's shielding things.
Yeah, yeah. So if that's true.
And she has a job.
Yeah, if that's true and that's, you know, really how things are going, which it seemed like it was, then, you know, I can see that being the best of the helicopter lawnmower parents.
Hey, Mark, do we have time to do some emails?
Yes, indeed. We've got some real interesting emails here. Lindsay says, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 2.5 years. He told me back in November that he had a one-night stand with some chick when visiting the college he used to go to. He told me the week after it happened and seemed very remorseful. This was the only time it's happened, and he's apologized numerous times. I've been trying to earn my trust back, but for some reason, I just can't shake this. Do you have any advice on how to forgive? I know he's a great guy, and he made a terrible mistake, but I've been having the hardest time dealing with this. I also find it odd that when I was in school, he was always worried about me cheating and basically said he wouldn't put up with it if I did. So it's interesting. He's the one who ended up cheating. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
I have so much with this. So first off, I love the fact that he told her. That's huge. So that should help your trust block, because the fact that she didn't have to find out, he confronted and confessed to her. That is like so amazing, because a guy that's going to continue to cheat isn't going to be honest, in my opinion. From the things that I've learned through life and other relationships, that is what I've seen to be the case. So if someone comes to you and apologizes and tells you what he did, that person most likely is not going to do that again. So I think you need to give him a little bit of gratitude and a little grace and say, thank you for coming. Thank you for telling me. I know it's still hard and you can still be really upset and angry about it, but you also have to be so appreciative, because 99.9% of dudes would not tell you the truth, would not tell you, and would not own up to it. So I think that's huge. And I know it's hard to trust, especially because he cheated and especially he said those things about cheating, but he probably was doing that when he was saying that, which any cheater will say. Anybody that's worried about you cheating is most likely doing something, because it's their own self-reflection coming out.
Or not necessarily that. Like, I don't want to say that they're definitely cheating, or it's just their self-esteem, you know, their
insecurities
and stuff like that, where he's fearful of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree? So are you saying that the more someone in a relationship was obsessed with the other person cheating, the more likely they are themselves to cheat?
I 100% think that. Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you disagree?
No, I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, shoot, even when I was being crappy in relationships and being, you know, unfaithful, I was super amped up. And I was like, oh, God, it really is true what they say. Because
yeah.
I started to be really worried about the other person cheating when I actually was. So I think that's an interesting
Do you think it's possible that this guy just had to get out of his system? He just made a mistake, and that she
100%. Can. I don't know if out of his system, but I think he made a mistake.
He's sorry. He's apologized, and he told you. That's so huge in my book.
Yeah.
Should she set some parameters at this point? Like, should she make it real clear that this happens again? I'm out the door.
Draw an like a line in the sand if you're not willing to follow through with it. So it's more so just expressing how much that hurt her, how much it still hurts her, but being able to acknowledge and affirm the fact that, you know, yes, but you told the truth. I appreciate that. But you did really hurt me. So she can do both without having to draw a line in the sand. Like, if you ever do this again, I will leave right away and not talk to you ever. And you're a piece of whatever. So just, I mean, yeah.
Agreed.
It's Wind Down at iHeartRadio.com. This is from Shanna. My boyfriend and I have been together 4.5 years, two of which we live together. During this time, my boyfriend decided on a complete career change, quit his job. His grandfather had been paying him $5,000 a month out of his inheritance, but he wasn't saving it. He was recklessly spending it. We couldn't apply for another apartment with just my income, so we decided to move back into our parents for 2 months until he got a job. During those 2 months, we went on vacation together, and then after that, he stopped responding to any of my calls or my texts. They've been together 4.5 years. They lived together for 2. 3 weeks later, I still had not heard from him. And then I woke up this morning to an Instagram direct message of him breaking up with me. I do not even have the words for how I feel. I was ghosted by my boyfriend of 4 years, and then he breaks it off on Instagram. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to feel worthy again.
Were they living together at her parents' house?
No, they went to their separate parents' house
money. Okay. So they were living together in an apartment, couldn't afford a new one, so they both went to their own parents' house.
Right, because he had blown all of his money foolishly.
You know, these stories always shock me, and it happened to one of my mom's friends, Amanda, and they were actually engaged too, and they were together for I think 6 years, and he just literally disappeared. And we're like, how? I mean, he was just over a week ago. And they were in love and they're getting married. And like, he literally disappeared, vanished.
Mm-hmm.
No call, no breakup, no nothing. Just gone. And it was just like, did he get into a drug problem? Did he, like, where did he go? Well, ended up, he had met someone else and just started a completely new life. So I don't know if that's what he did in this situation. But I mean, to say that, I mean, that is so disrespectful. So I hate that she said to feel worthy again, because mm-hmm. I don't want you to put your worth into this guy. And I think that's what hurt me the most out of that entire email, was that, you know, she's linking her worth into this relationship and to this guy that does not deserve another second or minute of his time, to be that disrespectful to someone that she loved and was with. And so to try to, you know, cry about it for sure, 100%. But then also frickin' stand back up and know your worth and know that you dodged a frickin' bullet by not being in a relationship with someone that could have this such disrespect for you. Michael?
I mean, how do I follow that?
I know. I was like, I'm pointing like a president right now.
Get on it, baby. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's a goner. I mean, and
but how, where did what is what's with the guy? I mean, get in the guy's head, like,
but
why
but here
they...
whoa. It's not just a guy's head though.
What do you mean?
You know, like my uncle,
yeah,
like his whole deal, you know, where my uncle's wife of 10 years, who is from another country,
oh yeah,
went to go visit,
you're right,
that said country to see family, never came back. Never came back. And for months and months and months, he tried to get answers from her. Like, what is going on?
And they were married.
They were married for 10 years.
That's insane.
And her daughter, who my uncle essentially like adopted, was still, who's in high school, was like 17 at the time, was just living at home with my uncle. And he's just like, I'm sorry, I don't know where your mom is. Like, she wouldn't even take her daughter's calls. So it's, and then finally, at the end of it, the family's like, it has to be somebody else. It has to be somebody else. And when he would get a hold of her, he would say that she said it wasn't somebody else. It was family. She always had a story or some BS. Ultimately, at the end of it, there was somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for this situation, I don't know what... I can't even come up with another reason how it wouldn't be somebody else.
Well, I, as soon as I said it's always somebody else, maybe there's that 1% that it's not somebody else and they just want to get out of a relationship and they don't know how. And the easiest way is to ghost.
Yeah,
I mean, trust me, if I had the balls, I would do it in a couple of my relationships.
Yeah.
But I can't really disappear.
No, you can't. You can't.
But, I mean, but at the same time, though, it's just like, where's the balls in that?
Yeah.
Having such disrespect for someone.
But like Jana said, you dodged a bullet, and obviously it's hard right now. We can't.
She got that DM this morning, so it's this definitely raw. Oh, very, very raw.
What's her name again?
Shanna.
Shanna? Yeah, that's... I'm sorry, sweetheart. That's super raw. But the best to your ability, just again, like Jana said, you dodged a bullet and almost try to turn it into a positive of being grateful
that he gave you this.
Yeah, that he gave you this out, because clearly he wasn't the person for you.
No. And I know it doesn't seem like it now, but you will find out the reason later as to why y'all didn't work out, because you're going to be in a better relationship in a couple years or a year or however long it takes. It will be the right person then.
Do the email have the age? Their age?
Does not, no.
20s.
Okay. Sounds like 20s.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, look at your uncle's situation. Look at, you know,
yeah, but
Amanda.
They went and lived at their parents' house.
Yeah.
Most likely their 20s.
Damn. Jessica, this is a tough one. Okay. I'm 24 and my boyfriend of 2 years is 27. We just had a very real pregnancy scare. He doesn't want kids and has made that clear from the beginning, which was perfect. I don't either. Lately, even before the scare, though, I'm not sure where I stand. If it happens, it happens. But I'm not going out of my way to have kids. I wasn't going to tell him anything at first, and I thought he would react horribly. Turns out he was surprisingly supportive and said if we got pregnant, it was 100% my choice on how we handled it. So the topic was dropped until the next morning when he asked if it would be a deal breaker if he got a vasectomy.
Whoa.
I responded very passive-aggressively, saying, it's your body. I have no say. It's not a deal breaker for me currently, but I don't know how I'll feel later in life. I honestly have no idea if I want kids yet or at all. I know communication is key and is a conversation that's needed, but I also have the very real fear I could lose him over something I don't even know if I want yet. 2 years isn't that long, but we do love each other and want to spend our lives together. I'd love any advice you and or Mike can offer.
So, first of all, okay, you're 24. So, I mean, putting it in my perspective, I always knew I wanted to be a mom, but there's a lot of women that don't know if they want to be parents at all, that's okay. But in your late 20s, 30s is honestly when it starts to kind of hit for a woman and you're like, you know what? I know that I said I didn't, but I actually do. And because your
the biological clock is starting to tick a little bit more, kicking in
and you're 24, like,
so young.
24 is so young. And I will also say too, So I was, not to bring in like a past relationship, but there was someone that was like, I don't want kids. And I was like, oh, that's fine. I don't want kids either. And I was like, wait, why would I say that? Of course I want kids. But I was just trying to cling on to this person that was obviously not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying so hard to like please. And so if she was like, fine, yes, please get a vasectomy because I love you and I want to be with you. But is that truly what you want? And because again, you're 24, like you have so much more life to live. You have so much more to change and grow as a woman. And if you don't know, that's the thing. If you were like 100% one way or the other, then that's an easier situation. But if you don't know, that to me says that you should, hey, be open, have a conversation, that I just don't want to make that closed decision right now. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, he's young to be thinking about it. He clearly does not want to have kids, or so he thinks, because he wants to have a vasectomy.
It's going to be hard to change his mind if he's 27 and wants a vasectomy.
Right. That would be, that just seems so early. I don't know why he'd be that adamant against it. But if you know, you know, I guess. You know, but the thing is, he was even, you know, kind of support, he was supportive, like she said, about, you know, possibly being pregnant or, hey, you can do, it's your, you know, I'll support you either way, what you want to do with it.
But then flips it the next morning. So
right, then flips it the next morning. So I'm not really sure either. But I'll just say that, say he wants to get one. Okay. If you really love him and he wants to get one, first try saying, hey, I don't know if I want kids or not, but I really want to be with you. Do you have to do this right now? And if he still says, yes, I want to, I have to, I need to, if we want to be together, I have to do this. All right, so he does it. And if he changes his mind, you can still have kids. There's ways to do it. Now, you don't get a vasectomy to get it reversed or to have semen extracted.
In your case, we did. No, I'm kidding.
Right. Okay. So, but it is possible. It's not like she's saying, oh, I'm going to tie my tubes. You know what I mean?
But it's just so final, though.
It is, but it isn't. But it's, I mean, it's a little extreme for being 24 and 27 years old having this discussion.
Well, Jana, you're the one that still isn't 100% sure that you don't want more kids.
Yeah, I mean, even though after I got a
vasectomy. Here's the thing. I know that we're done. It's just so hard because our little boy is going to be 7 months.
He's grown up so quick.
Come on. But I just, I think she needs to hold off a beat. What do you think, Mark?
I think that she wants kids. I think that she's telling herself she doesn't because she's 24 and she doesn't right now. Right. But everything I see in this email is that she's going to want kids. And it sounds like he's pretty dead set against it. I like Mike's idea of putting it off and they could decide later. But if he goes through with a vasectomy, I think this is over, honestly. I think that's, I know that's extreme and everything, but I feel like I see clarity here. I feel that you are going to want children and you're going to want a guy that wants children. If he's really that dead set against it, I don't think this is your guy.
And guess what? If he gets a vasectomy, she doesn't lose anything because it's like, yeah. All right, well, if you don't want kids, then yeah, I'll find someone who does and I'll be happier. So it's like, it's no skin off her back, really.
And she will. She'll find someone.
Right. So thank you so much to our guests. That was such an interesting story and really good conversations with them. And for the emails, those were some of the best emails we've had recently.
Yeah, those were awesome. Those were if really you got any ones. More, winddown@iheartradio.com. All right. That's it.
See you next
That's
week.
A wrap, babe. Oh, wait, we forgot.
Premature.
What's our dare for the week? Couples dare.
Couples dare?
Yeah.
My
dare for them would to be compliment them one, like at least once a day for a week. One thing.
Okay.
Like, babe, I really like that shirt on you. Or, hey, you look really cute today. One compliment for a week. Until the next wind down. Yeah.
Okay.
You like it?
There it is.
Sweet. Okay. Bye.
Should we start now? Do you want to compliment each other now?
I just did. I said, babe, you look really cute.
Thanks, honey. I really like your shoes.
Oh, you suck at this game.
I'm kidding. You look beautiful, even though you just worked out.
I don't believe that for a second, but thank you.
A little stinky, but you're beautiful.
Oh, my God.
You got to accept it. You have to accept the compliment.
Mark, you just said I'm stinky.
Not accepting a compliment is like asking for a compliment twice.
But he said I'm stinky.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
Thank you.
But he said you were beautiful. Even though you just looked out, you're still beautiful. And you said, I don't accept that.
But he followed it with you're stinky. So he's going to have to work on this game. All right. Love you guys. Wind down next week. Bye.
Later.